Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is Brother Dante Gaines, and you're listening to Strengthening the Families with Minister Juliana Nieto. Strengthening the Family with Minister Juliana Nieto and Apostle Loretta Williams. Today's discussion is how to survive and enjoy life as a widow woman. The Bible tells us how we should entreat widows, those who have lost their husbands are to be shown compassion and mercy from society. The community is to give them aid and support. The men of their families are responsible to assist with their provision for their livelihood and offer protection. The story is Ruth and Naomi in the Old Testament. It's a good example of the hardship many women face when there is no man to cover, protect, and provide for them. How is an older woman who doesn't desire to remain, to remarry, survive? Anything she can do to help herself? And if so, what? Most importantly, what does life have to offer now that she is all alone? These are just some of the things that we'll be discussing today's lesson with Minister Juliana Nieto, who is a widow woman and Apostle Loretta Williams. Click on the play tab or link to listen to the live program or the recorded broadcast at the scheduled airtime. Be sure to click the follow tab on the Freshman Blog Talk Radio program to be alert for future programs. Apostle Loretta Williams and Minister Juliana is also on Facebook, and Google Plus. Send your questions to www.blogtalkradio.com/forward/freshmanna. And here's one of our speakers for today, Minister Juliana Nieto.
Well, praise the Lord. Good morning, everyone. I'm Minister Juliana Nieto, and praise God. We are, glory be to God, going to be discussing on how to survive and enjoy life as a widowed woman. Well, praise God. Give you a little bit of, about myself. Praise God. I'm a widow of 12 years now, and I have two adult sons and one grandson. Praise God. Well, as my husband, glory be to God, passed on, glory be to God, and I know he's with the Lord, praise God. But when he passed on, you know, right away, things came to my mind, you know, oh, what am I going to do now? I don't have him, you know, with me, and, you know, how is this going to get done, and how is that going to get done, and, you know, just worrying about things, you know, negative things, and just not realizing that, you know, just letting these things worry me down, you know, stress me out, you know, and I wasn't taking care of my physical self, you know, taking care of my body and taking care of myself on the outside. You know, I was just letting things just go, you know. Letting go of myself and not you know, taking care of myself. But you know, I went on, you know, yes, I grieved for a while, you know, but then glory be to God, a light came on. Hallelujah. And I was serving the Lord at this time, and I'm still serving the Lord, praise God. But as I realized, you know, wait a minute, this is not the way God wants me to be, you know, and I realized that I wasn't alone. I had God with me. I had Jesus on my side also, you know, and what I had to do was get out of that negativity, you know, and feeling that, you know, sorry for myself and you know, being unhappy is not good either, you know, and I was unhappy. But because of what I was doing to myself. And then when I realized that, praise God, that there is a God, there is a living God, hallelujah, and, you know, that in his word he says he took a special interest, praise God, in the widows and the homeless, fatherless, you know, and he took a special interest, you know, in the widows. Just like it was mentioned, and he helped Naomi, glory be to God. And I haven't, and I don't, and right now I don't deal or anything, you know, to remarry, because I have Jesus as my husband, you know. And when I realized that, you know, I need to please him, I need to just draw closer to him to survive. I needed Jesus to survive. And when when I really, truly, you know, accepted and started accepting the changes in my life, telling me, you know, he made my life happier, you know, more joyful in doing things. Especially when he got a hold of me, you know, and say, you know, my prayer life. He increased me, glory be to God, getting closer to him through my prayer life, making my prayer life stronger. And, you know, and once you change your way of thinking good thoughts, thinking good things, thinking of doing good things for Jesus, you know, treating him as my husband, you know, and just listening to him and being obedient unto him, my outlook started changing, you know, because I was happy. And my children saw that when they know mama's happy, then they're happy, praise God. But when they know mama's not happy, or, you know, something they know something's going on, you know, they try to come and comfort me, and you know, and that's when Jesus comes in also and changes, you know, to now look at it this way, you know, do what I'm telling you to do, you know. So when Jesus took full control of my life, you know, I realized, hey, I can live. I'm not, you know, dead. I'm not dying. And Jesus is life. Jesus is the light and the life, you know. So when I accepted all, you know, Jesus, truly accepted him in my heart, you know, and made changes as he was making the changes, and I was accepting those changes, hallelujah, glory be to God. My outlook, my spirit, hallelujah, was uplifted and happy, glory be to God. You know, and I just started, you know, even my facial features, hallelujah, were looking grim, you know. But as soon as I, you know, changed that and said, okay, Lord, I want to please you. I want to do what? And then started doing that make me happy, like traveling, changing my way, you know, fixing myself up, you know. I never really did like wearing makeup but keeping my face clean, keeping it, you know, moistened and or whatever, you know, just keeping it clean and just, you know, doing my best, you know, and dressing myself up, you know, and that made me happy, you know. And but serving the Lord, even getting closer to him, made me even more happy, you know, because things were changing. I stopped stressing. I stopped having anxiety attacks. Praise God. And, you know, the enemy, that's where the enemy wants you to be down here, you know, under, you know, being stressed out with anxiety, panicking over every little thing, being fearful about every little thing that comes that you know, he puts in front of you, you know, like messing with your finances, with your spiritual life, with your attitudes, with your mind even, praise God. When he can get you there, you need to be careful, hallelujah, not get into that state, because we want to be happy and joyful. As the Lord says, the joy of the Lord is our strength, hallelujah. And as God was, and he's still working on me, praise God, you know, changing those things in my life so that I'm happy. I love to travel, glory be to God, and he knew that. So he's working it out that whenever I want to go somewhere, I'm invited to go somewhere, praise God, that he touches my finances, that I can get to where I want to go. And he does, glory be to God. We need to just be in the Lord to survive spiritually and naturally, to survive in him, hallelujah, glory be to God, just being drawn closer to him and letting him lead and guide me, hallelujah, into the ways, you know, that I should be going, praise God. And my sons, praise God, you know, they've always been with me, you know. Wherever I go, they go. We used to live in Florida. They were there in Florida. I moved back to Michigan, where I was originally born and was raised, praise God. They follow too. They go, Mom, if you go, we going too. And they're here with me today, praise God. They're working. They have jobs. And that makes me happy to see them, praise God, growing up, being the adults, men adults that they should be, you know, and being helping me and you know, just being there for me also, praise God. And it's just survival, hallelujah. We got to do things to survive, hallelujah. And the best way I've learned is to have God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost in my life so that I can survive, praise God, and we can survive anything that the enemy comes to bring against us when we are, when the enemy's attacking or trying to do distract us, praise God. I just thank God for the life that he has given me from the time that I was born till now, and that through these years that he's gotten me, because it was Jesus that has gotten me through these years, thinking I was alone, but I'm not. I have Jesus, and I have a church family, hallelujah, and just, bloodline families, that they're there. You know, when you're surrounded with love, true love, the love of Jesus, you will survive, and it helps you to survive when you know, glory be to God, you have loved ones around you that are going to put positive things in your life and give you good counsel or, and just building you up and helping you just to survive this world in Jesus' name. And I just thank God for this time, hallelujah, that I'm able to share, hallelujah, with you about surviving, how to survive and enjoy life and, do what pleases you and God. And glory be to God, and you will, thank you, Jesus, survive anything, hallelujah, with them around you in Jesus' name. And that's just some of what, glory be to God, that I had for, glory be to God, for sharing, hallelujah, into surviving. And I do this day. I enjoy life. I go where I want to, and just, but yet pleasing God. I don't try not to, we always got to please God, and because he is my husband, and I want to treat him as a husband, and he treat me as his bride, in Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen. Here's our second speaker for today, my second mother, our love, Apostle Loretta Williams.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to talk a little bit with Minister Juliana. So if you would unmute her so we can hold a conversation. Brother Dante, amen. This is a really, really good lesson. The story of Ruth and Naomi, I was just watching it last week. If you haven't seen it, I want to encourage everybody to go see that. You can get it on Amazon and watch it for free up under the story of Ruth. Ruth was a Moabite, and amen, praise God. She married one of Naomi's sons, and the father, Ruth's father-in-law, Naomi's husband, died in Moab, as well as the two sons. So both of these women became widows. One being Naomi was an Israelite. Well, let me put it to you. She was a Hebrew, Jewish woman. And then you have, at that particular time, these are the children of Israel, and they had customs and traditions that had to be upheld, and one of these was caring for the widows. One of the sad things we look at today is a lot of our seniors, but especially our senior widows, are neglected. Minister Juliana was talking about her son. What are some of the things that you would like to say, Minister Juliana, that family can do to make life easier for widows? Now, not only are you a widow, but your mother is a widow as well. What are some of the things that families can do to make life easier for a widow woman?
Well, they can, my sons, they're there when, to just to talk to me, if they have something on their mind, you know, that they're, you know, that we can talk in peace, we can talk with unity, we can talk, you know, and not worry about getting, you know, they know that I can, I will listen and, you know, try to give them, as they give me help and talk to me, you know, just be visit with one another, you know, so grandchildren and they can come and visit my mother and me because we're most of the time together, you know, they can come and visit with us just half an hour, have lunch with or have supper with us, you know, but to take the time, to take the time to come and see us and talk to us is one way they could help. You know, showing their love, most of all, their love. Amen.
Amen. I think love is, that's one thing we all crave, is love and support. And we have a lot of widows, especially in our churches and ministries. And, you know, one of the things I really would like for you to talk about, Minister Juliana, is the opportunity, like you said, for widow women to make good use of their time, because so many of them are lonely. And we, you know, and they feel unloved and not useful, you know, not being able to be useful, or just the family babysitter. You know, can you talk a little bit more about that? Because I remember when you started as the moderator for the Monday Oasis Prayer, and you were saying it gave you something to look forward to during the weekday. You know, it made you feel useful. So would you elaborate on that? Because I think a lot of women especially do not feel that they have a life outside of their family. What would you like to say to them?
I would like to say to them, you know, because, yes, I was at that point, you know, that I was feeling you know, not useful, not low self-esteem of myself, you know, that I wasn't worthy of anything, you know. And praise God. And you know how they say, oh, the Monday blues, you know. So when I started on the prayer line, Oasis Early Morning Glory Prayer, on Mondays, it was just on Mondays. But, you know, when I started that, it helped me because I had something to do, and I was doing it for the Lord. I was kind of nervous, yes, but, you know, when you're doing something for the Lord, it just changes your life. It just, you know, because you're pleasing Him, you're pleasing, and you're finding out about yourself, as I did. I found out about myself. Yes, I knew I was a prayer warrior, but doing it, you know, I mean, doing it at home, it still felt like, you know, I was praying, yes, but it just didn't feel right, you know, until I got active. I needed to get active. We need to get active in doing things, not just thinking things and doing them in the privacy of our own home. Yes, God sees it, but He wants to hear us speak it out. He wants us to be active in doing what we need to be doing for Him. And when I started out on that prayer line, it just every week I had something to look forward to do. You know, from that Monday to the next Monday, I was always looking for something, you know, to pray about, you know, and it got me into more of the Word also, you know, and learning the Word, praying scriptures, you know, looking for scriptures to, well, I need to learn how to, because I didn't know that either, you know, I learned by praying how to pray. You know, and it just made my life joyful, you know, more helping me to take a better look at myself, you know, also, and to get out of that, over that, you know, low self-esteem, that because God, we are worthy. To God, we are worthy. And we are, that scripture when I learned that we can do all things because I have glory be to God. I am legally blind. Not many people know that. When they see me, they look at me like, you know, she's not blind. Who said she was blind? Look at her moving her. But it's because of God that I'm able to do what I do. Because when, oh, thank you, Jesus, when I get in the spirit, you know, with God, you know, he's the one that he's the one that's leading me and guiding me that I don't get hurt. And I it's just exciting, you know, when I started out as a moderator, learning how to moderate the phone, you know, it just gave me something to do. And that's what we need. We need something to do that's pleasing unto God. And just keep that, you know, ourselves active in the Lord, and he will do the rest. Amen.
Amen. We got about 3 minutes, 2 or 3 minutes left. One of the things I really want to just quickly share is you have no daughters. So, amen, how has it helped you by having spiritual daughters? What does that mean to you as a widow?
It means to me so much because, you know, as you said, I didn't have no daughters, but I have spiritual daughters that I can teach and live, and that's keeping me active also in knowing that, you know, I can be a mother to them, you know, and a spiritual mother to them, letting them know, hallelujah, that they are worthy, that they, praise God, are, you know, they're God's daughters too. And it's helping me to grow even, you know, I know about how to do with sons, but not with daughters because, well, now I have spiritual daughters and I just thank God for them because, you know, I can speak to them and teach them and let them know about, you know, how a daughter should be. And, you know, just to draw closer to them and let them know that God loves them and that I love them. And it's just, I really can't think of words, but it's, I mean, I appreciate them. And it's just helping me out too, to be even a better mother and a spiritual mother, even though they're not my bloodline, my blood daughters. Praise God, we can have spiritual daughters, spiritual mothers, spiritual fathers. Amen.
Amen. Well, we really appreciate you sharing that with us on today. And I pray that all women that listen to this, that you remember our older widow women. Amen, praise God, that you encourage them, that you show love to them. We have the holidays coming up. Amen, praise God. Look at the older widow women in your church, in your neighborhood. Don't exclude them. Many of them don't have families. Amen, praise God. They don't have children. Don't leave them out. Take them, amen, a meal. Invite them even to your home, those that you know. And it's so much more, but we want to thank you right now for listening to Strengthening of the Families and our topic today, how to survive and enjoy life as a widow woman. God bless you.